I'm Ronnie Allen, and it's my pleasure to introduce the Jersey girl who's singing on that Dean Friedman record, which made number 3 in England, Lucky Stars. Welcome, Denise Marsa.
Well, thanks, Ronnie. It's great to be talking with you today.
Well, the song is basically, for lack of a better term, a musical animated discussion, so to speak. You are not merely singing, but you were actually acting as well, playing the role of Dean's girlfriend.
Correct.
Or wife. I don't know. It's not really established.
No. We didn't establish my name or if we were married.
That's right. Your name doesn't even appear in the record.
Right. So I could actually be Denise.
Yeah, that's right. Or you could be married or just living with Dean.
Just dating him.
Was it difficult at all to get into character? You're singing and trying to sound angry at the same time?
Well, for me, I was a theater major and I had been performing my whole life. So acting and singing went hand in hand for me. I think what was the most challenging part for me with the song,
right,
if I remember correctly, was getting my voice to be that soft and that expressive. I had a rockier style. So I remember we spent a lot of time not on the actual nuances of the way I was expressing myself vocally, but more about keeping it very soft and almost spoken. And that was the challenging part for
right.
me.
Right. Kind of a controlled anger. You aren't shouting at him.
I hemmed it up a bit. I think I felt like it was such a little bit of a silly song that if I was going to, you know, step into the role, I would have to sort of take it to sort of an extreme place to make
yes.
it work. So that's just what I did. I hammed it up a bit.
Did you see Lisa?
Yes, I saw Lisa.
Is that why you're angry?
I wasn't angry.
Maybe a little.
Not even maybe.
Must be the weather.
Now don't be a baby.
Well, how am I supposed to feel with all the things you don't reveal?
When the single came out, your name was not mentioned on the label. And a lot of people were saying, who is that lady?
When it came out, one of the big issues was, who's the girl? The funny part was, people were writing in and calling Dean an egomaniac.
Okay. But it wasn't Dean's choice to do this. It was the record company's choice.
I think it was an oversight. I don't know if the label did it intentionally. The label didn't mention me.
It was obviously not Dean singing the female part on the record.
No, and I had the first official chorus, even though it's a one-line chorus, and so I'm singing half the record. I'm not sure, but it sort of fueled the interest. You know, everyone's saying, who's the girl? Who's the girl? What I remember happening after the first release, they had to manufacture more records because
right.
it was a hit.
Yeah.
I believe he went to the record company and said, you know, this is absurd. Her name should be on the record. I'm asking you to put her on the next batch of singles. And I believe the second release starts saying Dean Friedman featuring Denise Marsa.
Were you terribly frustrated about being the mystery lady?
No, I mean, I thought it was all fun. You know, again, I had just gotten started. It was my first record, first time in the
yes.
studio.
Major hit, number 3
yeah.
in England.
It was fun. The only frustration I had with the entire record was the fact that I was not participating in the income, the royalties. Many years later, I'm happy to say, finally, I am participating in the royalties. That was my big frustration.
You can thank your lucky stars that we're not as smart as we'd like to think we are.
After Lucky Stars, among other things, you kind of became a flirt.
I've always been a flirt.
Is that accurate, Denise?
Yes, always a flirt. I was born flirting.
I think we need to explain what I just said, though. You were involved with a hit in the 80s, and this was a big hit in the dance clubs. It was on the Billboard charts. What was the name of that song?
It's called Helpless, You Took My Love by the Flirts.
And the You Took My Love is in parentheses. You were not an official flirt?
I was not an official flirt. I was sort of a situation where the studio manager had recently heard me sing. He loved my voice. He asked me if I wanted to go into the session. My attorney at the time advised me not to because she said it's going to turn into another Lucky Stars. You're going to have another hit. But I was just negotiating my first co-publishing deal as a songwriter with Warner Brothers UK. So I was feeling like, well, my songwriting career is going to start to take off. This is silly, but I said, I've only done 2 sessions as a singer. This was my second session, and I just said to my attorney, I feel like singing in the studio today. So I sang, and it was a hit.
Walk away. You came into my life, and then you went away. Is there nothing I can do to try and make you stay? I can see you in the arms of another girl. You shattered me.
sound, the tracks on?
It was just my voice on all the lead, and then I did some backup as well. They did all the other stuff after.
Did you meet the other flirts?
No, because there were different vocalists all the time on all the different records. It was interesting how I found out that it was a hit. One night, I think we were towards the end of my negotiations with Warner Brothers UK, you know, and I was about to move to London for the publishing deal, and I happened to have picked up a Billboard magazine, which I rarely did or do, and I just said, I wonder if they ever released that song I sang on a few months ago, and I opened the Billboard, and I went to the dance charts, and I was like, okay, number 12, I screamed, I said, oh my God, here it is. So I jumped into a cab. It was like 12 o'clock at night. I went to 42nd Street. I called a few places that you open looking for like a record store. I had a friend with me.
You found a record store that was open?
Somewhere in Times Square in that area. And I walked in and I said, excuse me, do you have Helpless by the Flirts? He goes, of course we have Helpless. It's a good.
That's how you found out?
Yes. So I said, can you play it? Because I hadn't even heard the final mix.
Wow.
So he plays it in the store really loud. My friend and I are like dancing and getting into it. And then I bought the record and then I walked out. And I said, by the way, that's me singing. And he said, get out of here. Something like that. That's how I found out.
Is that the only record that you did with the Flirts?
Actually, I'm on another record on the album Made in America. They had a track, Making Time. Belinda Carlisle was singing backup on that they wanted me to sing a lead vocal on. They changed my voice with a guy voice on the record, so they put my voice on, and that's also on the record. It was never released as a single.
Well, Denise, you've had these three tracks, Lucky Stars, Helpless, and Making Time, that were done as part of someone else's records. Have you released a solo record?
Yes, I have. Thanks for asking. After all the experience with the other records and how things went down and also my publishing deals, I decided to become one of the first do-it-yourselfers. So I put out Self in 1997. I released it, produced it, paid for everything, wrote it. I was living in Los Angeles, and that was one of the most incredible experiences of my life to date. The only record I've ever released, though I've been threatening to release another one for many years.
Self, S-E-L-F.
Correct. And it was interesting because I also got involved with the marketing of the CD cover. I actually wanted it to be that when you looked at it, you saw yourself. So the cover was reflective, like a mirror.
Well, I was going to say, the cover was a mirror?
Exactly. It was a special material that we had to search high and low for, but we found it.
So clever.
Yeah, and that's how I started doing my marketing and PR. And
wow.
I did everything for the record. And I didn't release it on iTunes, actually, until 2009. We did an official release, and I actually added another song. It's an 11-song CD originally. Now it's 12 because we have a bonus track.
Yep.
You Came Along that I had written and recorded in 09. That makes it sort of a late release on iTunes.
Right now I think is a good time to listen to a few samples of what you just described from your CD called Self.
You are my jewel, you are my jewel.
Those were some self samples. Denise, what label was self on?
My own record company under the Key Media umbrella.
Oh, okay.
I have Key Media Group, Key Media Public Relations. They're my two companies.
Since you mentioned Key Media, that's what you're doing right now. This is your own company that you developed, Key Media?
Correct. It started off, again, with me putting out my record. It was originally Key Records, but there was a conflict with the trademark, so I turned it to Key Media Group. And I started the promotion for PR marketing, and then I sort of segued into Key Media Public Relations. It's under the umbrella of Denise Marcia Productions, LLC, so those are the two elements. One's production management, which is Key Media Group and label, and then the other is PR and marketing.
Sounds like a real conglomerate.
We're boutique, but it's sort of, you know, in a way, how I had to separate things. You know, with all my experience now, as you know, obviously, if I started out with Lucky Stars, you know, and I'm still in the business, I have all this experience, and I wanted to be able to help others. The key thing for me was I wanted to make sure some other artists that I thought were really talented, particularly people that needed help, I didn't want them to necessarily go through some of the stuff I had to go through. Being an artist advocate felt like the right way for me to continue my career. Aside from my own production and writing and producing, I wanted to be an artist advocate.
Now, speaking of being an artist advocate, that would get into the term of mentoring as well. You're mentoring a Jersey girl by the name of Rachel Millman.
She's a wonderful singer, and she's a featured artist on the musicmentor.tv.
A TV series you're working on?
Correct. We're developing it right now. It's an unscripted documentary TV series, sort of a real look behind the scenes of an indie artist. And part of the reason why I put it together was to bring some of the indie artists that I've signed with Key Media Public Relations and Key Media Group to the limelight. It's sort of another way to help market these artists. Plus, it gives other people an idea of how to sort of get started. I get so many phone calls and emails about how does one get started in the music business. There's so many ways to go. Every journey's different.
Sure.
There's no set template for making it in the music business, especially these days. So I put together this TV show, The Music Mentor, to help others.
The episode of The Music Mentor featuring Rachel Millman has just been posted.
Yes, we're very excited. It's up. We're getting really positive feedback, and it's getting a lot of hits already, so it's very exciting.
What's the easiest way for people to find it? Just go onto YouTube?
Just go to youtube.com/ The Music Mentor TV.
I'm wondering if a search on Rachel Millman will find it.
That might.
It is on YouTube now.
Yeah, it is on YouTube. Even Googling The Music Mentor TV, because I created the channel like it's a TV channel, so it's The Music Mentor TV. She's from Springfield, New Jersey. She's got a beautiful voice. I've been handling PR, marketing, production, management for her. She's beautiful inside and out.
Can I ask how old she is?
She's just turned 25.
And she's going to be on a TV appearance on March 13th on WNBC Weekend Today.
Correct. It's a big, big shot for her. It's a really important opportunity, and we're very excited about it.
Is that going to be live?
Yes. I found her a song called Throwing Rocks at the Moon. I had heard the song. A friend of mine co-wrote it. That was her first single from her record, if I believe, so she'll be singing that live. I love the music, and I love being able to help others. That's a crucial part for me.
You do have a website, by the way, right?
Well, we have several websites.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Website crazy. So I'll mention the ones that I think are key for this
interview. Everybody take copious notes here.
Here you go. Right. Or you could just Google me.
Or just Google her. Okay.
Yeah. It's keymediapublicrelations.com. And then there's also the musicmentor.tv. And if you go to YouTube, you just type in the Music Mentor TV. You'll see the episodes that we have up so far. And then I think it would be great for people to check out rachelmillman.com. And then one more artist that I work with who I'm excited about out in Portland, Oregon, NicoleBurkeMusic.com. B-E-R-K-E music.com. And then there's also my website, Denise Marcia Music. You've got to have that in there.
Can we throw in a partridge in a pear tree?
A pear tree, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Do you still do any performing with Dean?
We did a show last year at the Turning Point. He played piano and we sang.
Let me guess, Lucky Stars?
Yep, that would be the one.
Yeah.
No, we did a partridge in a pear tree.
With a partridge in a pear tree, I'm going to say thank you so much, Denise.
Thank you, Ronnie. It's been really great speaking with you.